Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, it is Thursday and we are back with another episode of Fat Mascara. The summer is winding down, and when you're listening to this, Jen and I wouldn't say we're on vacation. We're both hanging out in New York, but we are taking a little bit of downtime, but also busy prepping for the fall season of Fat Mascara.
I was going to say it's not downtime. I actually feel like we took a pause on these two episodes because we had so much to plan for the fall.
Yeah.
We're booking all these things.
Yeah. There are no Mai Tais. There's no croquet in the Hamptons. We are like busy. Like
we're in post-production on our summer season.
So yeah, don't think we're phoning this one in. We actually have some amazing guests for September and October. We're basically booked up.
Yeah, we are. But for today, we wanted to rerun one of our favorite interviews. And I got to pick this one, just like Jess got to pick on Tuesday. I decided to go with makeup artist Nam Vo, who Jess
Why
and
Nam?
I loved.
Why Nam?
Why Nam, you ask?
I mean, I do love Nam, but I'm so curious. Why, when you looked at our catalog, did you zero in on Miss Nam Vo?
Well, first off, logic. You did a skin care person, so I was like, I don't want to do another, like, dermatology plastic surgery.
Sure.
Once I had that out of the way, that same kind of thing you were talking about with Dr. Giacono, I was like, who was fun? Who did I leave the room feeling like, wow, that was fun? I learned something, but I also just felt really entertained. And then I was also like, I miss like having sleepover parties with my girlfriends or getting ready to go out with my girlfriends. And this episode felt like such a girlfriend experience. Like it was like the three of us just hanging out. Even though we were learning about makeup artistry and her career and stuff, it was really just like she was telling us like fun stories, the way you would like just with like an old girlfriend, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think everybody's going to love the episode. And right now, the dewy look is like about all we're doing. It's the end of August and everybody's a dewy dumpling. So I feel like it's timely. So if you haven't heard Nam's interview, please listen in. It's going to be so fun. You're going to love it. And meet us on the other side and we'll raise a wand together.
Dewy dumplings.
We are here with makeup artist Nam Vo, who is basically the queen of glowy skin. You've worked with celebrities like Chrissy Teigen, Kylie Jenner, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley. You're also I'm just going to say, you coined the phrase dewy dumpling skin.
I did.
That's you. Whoever says they think they came up with it, it was you.
They're wrong.
Welcome to Fat Mascara,
Nam. Welcome, Nam.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We've wanted to have you on for a while. Okay, so first, I just want to ask you a few questions.
Sure.
We've been doing this late. We just want to get to know our guests better on like a fundamental, like real talk level.
Okay.
All right. What is your favorite ice cream flavor?
You know what? This is so basic, but strawberry at Van Leeuwen.
Oh, at Van Leeuwen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fancy.
Pretty basic.
Well,
the Van Leeuwen elevates it.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Strawberry is kind of like a quirky flavor.
Thank you.
Somebody once said that strawberry is for perverts.
It is.
I'm not perverted. I'm a little perverted.
She's going to own it.
Okay. Okay. Cats or dogs? What's your preference?
Dogs.
Mm.
For sure.
Oh, God.
Do you have
very
one?
Definitive.
I used to.
Oh, what was its name?
It was, his name was Bear, and he was a very drop-dead, gorgeous Pomeranian.
Oh,
like
I love
supermodel
Pomeranian
status. Like, remember Boo?
Yes.
Almost as cute. Not quite as cute.
Poor Bear. That's really funny. Okay. Most embarrassing song on your playlist right now?
Lucky by Britney Spears.
Don't be embarrassed. There's no shame.
Celebrity girl crush?
Oh my God. Bella Hadid.
Oh, babe.
She smolders.
Yeah, super babe. Okay, favorite nail polish color?
I never say this right. It's like a blush pink from Chanel Organdi, Origami. I think it might be Origami.
Is it Origami?
Yeah, Origami. or it's French, or maybe, I don't know,
Organdi. Organdi, like the fabric. They're all like
Organza, yeah. Like the French word for organza.
It starts with Organ, and I don't know how it ends.
We're going to have to do a fact check on
okay.
that.
Yeah.
And Chanel, Tiff, get on it.
Yeah, but also, I appreciate a buzz from Chanel. Okay. And favorite place to go get dumplings?
Oh,
kind you eat.
Okay, so Joe Shanghai for like old school dumplings. And then if you want to go modern, what is that? Red Farm.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I've been wanting to go have their duck.
Yeah, oh, it's so good. Decoy, downstairs.
I heard, but it's like $98.
Yeah, honey, get daddy to pay.
Okay, daddy will pay. Let's hope daddy's not vegetarian.
Oh, all right, so let's get to work. What is dewy dumpling skin?
It's plump, moist, healthy, and delicious, just like a dumpling.
I love it. Now this is going to go a whole other level. Yeah. I heard you got your...
Of course you love strawberry ice cream.
I heard you got your start in strip clubs.
I did.
Is that,
you know,
right?
Yeah, I always tell people that when I first moved to New York, everybody, like, I would go to parties and I would meet people and everybody was cool. Like, I'm shooting Italian Vogue and I'm shooting Bazaar. And I was always embarrassed. And they would be like, what do you do? Because I would tell people I was a makeup artist. And then I was always embarrassed to tell, especially other makeup artists that were successful, that I was a strip club makeup artist, but now it's a part of my origin story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I'm actually proud of. And I look back and I just think that it's really funny. And I always tell people, like, it's always good to start at the bottom and climb your way up. You know, if I was like born in like a really wealthy family with like flawless skin, I don't think I would be who I am today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing strippers and I learned a lot. Not about makeup. I learned a lot about men at the strip club.
What'd you learn?
They're not that smart. You just need to make them feel good about themselves.
But you were like backstage. You never went out there to
learn. No. I never did. But I have to tell you, there were some times that I was short on rent. And I don't know if you know this, but in New York, it's only
have you stripped?
No, I never have.
Oh, okay.
But they were always wanting Asian girls. There's like a shortage of Asian strippers.
Okay.
So I never did.
Do they want to be called strippers, or is there like a more, should we call them exotic dancers?
Exotic dancers.
Okay.
And I forgot there was a name. They were,
okay.
You know, like Sephora has cast members.
Yes.
Strippers, they call them something else. I'll have to think about it.
Yeah. So did they ask you to dance?
Oh yeah, many times. When I went to the job interview, they thought I was a stripper and he wanted to take a digital of me and take my top off. And I was like, no, sweetie,
uh-uh.
I'm here for the makeup job.
Oh my God. That's like hard work though. Those long hours, I bet.
Yeah. I would come in at 4:30 p.m. and leave at 5 a.m.
Oh my God.
Because you don't get paid until the strippers are done at the end of the night and cash you out.
They tip you out. Like
they tip you. But you pay if you work at a strip club, not only do the strippers pay, it's like working at a salon and renting a station. I pay the house.
Interesting.
Everybody pays the house.
Would you always cover your like chair or your whatever it was? House?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty like decent money, but I didn't know this also, but stripping comes in seasons. So
what?
So the strippers, the big markets are like Miami, Vegas, and then New York. So when New York is cold, you go to Miami. Then I don't know what the season was, but strippers like went on tour.
Really? So when were you busy in New York?
Like summertime.
Oh, when everybody's so sweaty anyway. Yeah.
I thought it'd be fall. The holiday. It's like holiday
a little bit.
No, just like, you know, boys going out after work, like cutting out early kind of thing.
So it depended on the season.
Okay, so now what's the difference between the glow you want to give an exotic dancer and like IRL glow that, you know, we all want to walk around on the streets?
Well, exotic dancers, actually, it's ironic enough that they don't really, they want matte, like long lasting thought makeup. You know, they want, they're very thoughtful. But glowy makeup, I think that, you know, I always say trends come and go, like whatever, even like probably highlighting porn is going to come and go. But no matter where you go in the world, I saw this years ago when I was a kid, you know, like in every culture, beauty is defined differently. Like in Vietnam, where my parents are from, they like thinner lips. And when I went to teach a class there, everybody drew their lips smaller.
Really?
Some, like African tribes, wide noses are beautiful. But the one thing that's considered universally beautiful wherever you go is beautiful, clear skin. So that's the train that I will be riding on.
Okay.
Okay, so where they have like glitter and stuff.
Now, back up for a second. Where are you from?
I'm from San Jose, California, which is, you know, Silicon Valley.
Okay. Yep. I wanted to picture the whole thing.
So there was no, it was more matte look for the dancers, but what about glitter? They're like notorious for a man leaves a strip club and has glitter.
No.
Not anymore.
That's a theory. There's no glitter at the strip club.
Obviously, I frequent strip clubs and know a lot about them.
Is it like a body sheen?
You could put a body sheen, but no glitter because glitter gets on the husbands. So,
oh my God.
And you don't want to leave any evidence. And did you know another thing? I shouldn't be giving all these secrets, but
no, hit it.
On your credit card, when you pay, if you go to like Penthouse, it will say Blake Steakhouse. It, like, so if your wife looks at your credit card statement, it will say, funny. Yeah.
Or
it'll
say something
else.
Was your, like, W-2 statement? Like,
the steakhouse.
From the steakhouse? Yeah, Blake's Steakhouse. $10.99. Which is a really good steakhouse, by the way.
But what are some great, like, body highlighters that make you look really banging?
Ooh, like, how do you hide cellulite on the...
Okay. So I'm obsessed with Sol de Janeiro.
Oh, yes.
It's beautiful. So my secret concoction is I take Sol de Janeiro and then I do two pumps of like the new Huda highlighter.
And explain what Sol de Janeiro is.
The bum bum cream.
It's like the bum bum cream. You can buy it at Sephora and it
smells really good.
It smells beautiful and it just makes the skin look like wet, juicy, and it leaves like a very, very fine shimmer. Not glittery, but it just leaves and it photographs beautifully.
Okay. So, and then Sol de Janeiro and the Huda.
Yeah, the Huda, the luminous something drops. I just drop like two of the dark drops and then like the medium Sol de Janeiro, and it's like a dream come true.
And strippers, like you would use this on the strippers, on the entertainers?
Oh, no, I use it on, back in the days, I would, because I didn't have a budget, and I was getting things for free.
So.
I wasn't getting things for free like I do now. Mm-hmm. So I think back in the days, I used to use Burt's Bee. Actually, they make like a pearly, I know, they make like a pearly lotion, and then I might like beat some bronzer into it.
Okay.
Back when I didn't have free products like I do now. But now that I get everything for free, then I drench people in fancy things.
Was this like 10 years ago you were working there?
Like maybe 8 years ago.
So 8 years ago, strippers were covered in Burt's Bees.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting
partnership. Oh, you know what? Burt's Bee and then the Laura Mercier, you know how that she makes a translucent powder, but there's a like a glowy version of it. Like an angel,
yes.
dust.
Yes.
That's really, really pretty.
Okay.
All right. So, okay, I know this about you because we've talked. You are notorious, probably people who work on set with you, for your skincare before makeup.
Yes.
Like, you won't even start doing makeup for, like, many minutes into a shoot.
Yes.
So, what is it that, like, you do? And can you walk us through how you prep a face and why that's so important?
Well, first of all, it depends. Like, if it's a red carpet, then I'm not going to drench you with all this oil and serum and layer. But if it's for, like, a typical, like, glow porn editorial, like what you see
on... glow porn.
Like, what you see... And then I will tone. I'll massage like three layers of oil on. And then I use the beauty blender. What's the Blotterati? And so the secret with oil is skin just naturally loves oil. It like just, you notice any oil. You put it on the skin and the skin just really gravitates
drinks
it up. So what I do is I warm it up like really, really warm. And then I press into the face. And then I use Blotterati and I take off the excess. So you're not going to get that surface residue, but the hydration is already pressed into the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it really depends. I miss, sometimes I like to use like the fresh concentrate. Sometimes I use SK-2 and it depends on the person. Like some people walk in, like a lot of models, you know, come from a long flight and their skin looks really thirsty. Then I have to quench that thirst. And some people are like more on the oily side. It really is a case by case scenario, but it is a lot of skin prep. And a lot of times, I either use my fingers or like a reefer roller and I massage a lot.
Oh, we were just talking about reefer today. That's funny.
Yeah. So, massage. And reefer, for those who don't know what a reefer roller is, because I don't think everyone does, how would you describe that?
It's a fancy Japanese roller. So, like, when you use a jade roller, it's inexpensive. A reefer roller, it has microcurrent that, like, works with the light. Mm-hmm. And you can't physically see it, but I mean, I just basically think anytime the skin is like, whether you put like a, you know, like a vibrating cleanser or you use a reefer or you use, you know, high frequency or whatever, anything that really stimulates and moves blood flow around the skin mm-hmm. is good.
Okay.
But you could even do that with your fingers too.
Exactly. If you're good at massaging, like gua sha, whatever floats your boat.
So what do people get wrong about working with highlighting products? I'm sure you see a lot of don'ts.
Well, you know what's interesting? Okay, I'll answer this in a reverse way. Is that one of the questions people love to ask me the most about in press is, what's your favorite highlighter? What's your favorite highlighter? How do you get the look? What's your favorite? And it's really not about the highlighter. Like, if you look at my glow porn, highlighter is just the cherry on top of the whole look. It's like the skin is already wet. And so I don't put highlighter on dry, fucked up skin. I put it on when the whole look is complete and then it's so, like, mesmerizing to look at. But I think that something that women get wrong oftentimes is too much coverage. Like, for me, I rather look like I have a couple flaws or, like, you know, a little bit of melasma than to look like I have a dry pancake on my face. And I think the problem that women make a lot is that I think for hundreds of years, it's been going on that they naturally, you know, like we all went through a max studio fix phase, mm-hmm, right? Where you
some people are still in it.
Yeah. And it's like a 12-step program because first of all, it like you're addicted to it. Then if you break out, you need it to cover the breakout. And it's just like a vicious cycle, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that something like max studio fix, I love you, Mac. Don't get this wrong. It's great for like stage makeup or like if you're a news anchor or certain things, but if you want really luminous skin, slapping powder all over your face, especially if you're over the age of 25, doesn't really do anybody any favors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so it's not so much about the highlighter, but what's under the highlighter.
It's about the whole look that by the time you put the highlighter on, it just finishes and like completes a beautiful luminous look. But I don't really think it's so much about highlighter because if I walked around the street right now and grabbed like the most like gorgeous highlighter, like, I don't know, Becca's Champagne Pop, and I started swiping it on everyone, it wouldn't look good unless the whole look,
mm-hmm, you do your work first.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
This is the thing about dewy that I've noticed. It might be an age thing, okay, but there's a certain subset of women. It might be a cultural thing too, as you were talking about Vietnam, like different shaped lips. They still see dewy skin. They're like, oh, that's oily.
Right, sweaty.
Or sweaty. Mm-hmm,
right.
So what do you think the difference is, A, between dewy and oily? And do you think this is also another trend that it'll just go back to we're all going to want to do the 90s, like Gwen Stefani matte face look?
Okay, so I think dewy looks healthy. It looks like there's moisture, like this. Dewy looks like your skin just drank a gallon of water. Oily looks greasy and unflattering, and it looks like you could fry an egg on your forehead. So I think that, you know, there's...
And like the place, like right in the center.
Yeah, yeah,
the
like,
teens,
you know, yeah. So, I mean, I'm more on the oily side, but I embrace my oiliness. And I think that there's also different levels because, you know, people, you know, and a lot of things that you see on Instagram, it's aspirational and it's editorial and it's a little bit over the top. But I just think that healthy, moist skin. Dewy should look like an extreme amount of moisture. Like your skin's just
like
extremely moist.
I just drank
moist.
A ton of water.
Exactly. Mm. Which I never drink water. I should start.
Everybody, let's drink some water. We're gonna
take a moment. Water
Dewey's
break
from the inside out.
Okay.
Okay, everyone. Guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove, They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Hey everyone, it's Jen. Listen, I think one of the beauty issues Fat Mascara listeners ask me about the most is how to help their hair grow thicker and longer. I'm not gonna lie, it takes a bit of patience, consistent routine with products that work. For me, that includes Vegamore and especially their Vegamore Grow Hair Serum. My favorite thing about it is that you can use it daily, even if you don't wash your hair every day, because it works on damp or dry hair. You just massage a little bit into your scalp, doesn't affect the texture or your styling, and being able to use it every day means you will use it. Even I was able to make a habit of it, and that consistency is the key to results. Honestly, I wish I had taken a before and after picture from using the Vegamore Grow Hair Serum, but you can see some of their great before and after pictures on their website, vegamore.com. I just know my hair is thicker and growing faster since I've been using it. It's been 7 months now, and I'm sticking with it. One bottle lasts a month, so get a subscription to Vegamore to save money and so that you won't run out. Vegamore also has great shampoos and conditioners you could add into your subscription as well. If you've heard Jess and I talk about Vegamore and you've been thinking about trying it, now is the time. Get a fresh start for spring and support our show with a 20% off discount. That's right. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription by going to vegamore.com/fatmascara and using the code fatmascara at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com, vegamore.com/fatmascara. Code fatmascara to save 20% on your first order. Again, VEGAMOUR, vegamore.com/fatmascara, and use the code fatmascara.
Okay, so, you know, I feel like when I use highlighters or any kind of glossy products, you know, Jen and I always talk about these like glossing sticks that look great.
We like the Chanel Balm Essential.
Love that one.
We like the Ciate Dewy Sticks.
Yeah.
Oh, I have that. I haven't opened it yet.
Oh my God. You have to try it.
Okay. Oh my God. Yes. Okay. I'll open it when I get home.
But if I use one of those sticks, I know that I have to pop it in my bag if I want to maintain that look versus like, you know, a Charlotte Tilbury Film Star Bronze and Glow, I know that like I probably am not going to touch up because it kind of lasts. So what, how can you like, you know, you do all these dewy faces, which ones are great for staying put? And do we have to just kind of resign ourselves to you're going to have to touch up with some of them?
Well, it really depends. Like some people, everybody wears makeup differently. And for me, if my highlighter, I do my makeup once in the morning and I might powder like around my nose. But if my highlighter kind of fades, I just let it be. It's not one of those things where I look in the mirror and I'm like, my cheeks aren't popping.
It's banging right now.
Oh, is it?
You know what I'm using? Everything.
I'm obsessed with the new Becca Silk highlighting drops. They're gorgeous. And then another, so it really depends. A lot of times I'll do a cream and then I'll stack a powder. But if you're talking about one of these sticky, dewy sticks like the Chanel Balm or like the Kevin Aucoin Glass Glow,
yeah.
That's not flattering with powder on top because it makes it a weird texture.
It pills a little.
So,
It's good.
I don't know, like highlighter, it really depends on your preference and if you want to be subtle or like burn out some corneas.
I want to burn out the corneas.
Yeah, I like to burn out some corneas.
Okay, speaking of burning out corneas,
yes,
you do it on the reg. You are a makeup artist who I feel like has come, risen up in fame by doing your own makeup for other women to see.
Yeah.
Which I really love.
Thank you.
And it inspires me. Two-part question. Do you think that's helped your career? And how do you get so comfortable in front of the camera?
Girl, if you watch my videos like 5 years ago, I used to be like, hi, I'm makeup artist Sambo. This is vitamin C derived. You know how it changed everything for me?
What?
Instagram stories. I think that once I started putting it selfie mode and I...
Do you look at yourself or the camera?
I look into my own eyes and I just like, it's like talking to a friend. Nobody wants to hear a professional professor teacher talk about ingredients. If I'm like, hey, dumplings, this is going to light you up. And when I'm just myself, I just think that that's when my career really grew. When I was busy, like talking about being technical and being stiff and talking about ingredients and like, it was really bad for me. But I think Insta stories really helped me warm up. And I think Instagram is a very interesting place. One, I think it's very soul sucking. But number two, I think it's also like so much fun. I could literally like go on Instagram Live and be like, hey guys, this is my favorite lipstick. You could share and edit your life and you could be your own magazine and be who you want to be.
Sure.
And my career has very much changed because like 3 years ago, I was doing editorial and I was hired to be on set and my agent had to go like praying that like if I wanted to shoot for like Bazaar or something, they would submit my book amongst like 20-30s where now I get to showcase my work and my brand voice and I get to be inappropriate and talk about glowgasms and glow jobs. And you know, so many, sometimes like my friends at age, like my agent's like, ma'am, are you sure you should say that? But I actually think people like it because nobody wants to be with like an uptight, you know, somebody with a stick up their ass.
Yeah. There are a lot of those. So,
yeah. I feel like if there's a makeup artist out there, and maybe you're an attractive woman, let's just be frank.
I love you.
But like if she's not comfortable with the way she looks or he's not, or they're just like a behind the scenes kind of person, they got into doing makeup because they want other people to be beautiful. Like you kind of, it's hard, right?
Yeah.
Like you're a good looking woman. It helps your career because when you put makeup on yourself, everybody's like, I want to look like that.
Thank you.
She's using all her tools.
I'm using what God gave me. I don't have much of a brain. I don't know what 2 + 2 is. I don't know left to right. I'm actually happy.
She definitely knows that. I know you know that.
This is very like faux
I can highlight in my sleep. We all have our strengths and weaknesses. So I think it is an interesting time because I tell people all the time, I feel tremendously lucky. There are tremendously talented makeup artists that work at the Clinique counter at the airport. You know, so unfortunately, this business is not only about talent. It's about timing. It's about a lot of things. And unfortunately, in this day and age, it's kind of sad because talent isn't enough. And I'm friends with like a lot of makeup artists. And my advice to people when it comes to social media is like, I love Makeup by Mario. He's so talented. I'm not busy trying to be Makeup by Mario. I stay in my lane. And, you know, I tell people when it comes to social media, everybody and their mama wants to build a social media preference. So I have a girlfriend who like had flawless skin and like broke out with acne. And I was like, go on your Insta stories and talk about it. Talk about how you, because when you put makeup on, you cover it, it looks beautiful. Tell everybody about the products that you're using. That's how the brands will notice you. And you have to, like, if you're pregnant, talk about that. If you're trying to lose weight for your wedding, talk about that. If you're obsessed with cats, like you have to, there's 1,000 billion people to follow. So you have to really be mindful about, be genuine to who you are. And just tell your story.
Do
Do you think the time to be private, like Jen and I have this conversation a lot, you know, a lot of our peers, they put it all out there and like it works for them. It's working for them. But personally, like I'm not like, oh, I'm never on Instagram. I do say like, oh, here's my cat. And like, you know, love.
Her cat has his own Instagram. You should follow him.
Like, love this TV show. Anyone else? Like I do little things like that.
Yeah.
But I'm not someone who lives, you know, it's not like people know what I do at night or on the weekend, like regularly. So I'm curious, do you think that in the time in like 2019, you need to put that away, like that kind of private personal away in order to be
like, oh yeah, it kills
successful.
My soul.
So like, that's what you said. Okay, so when you said soul sucking, I want to interrupt you and be like, what do you mean? But I figured we'd get to that. Keep going.
Well, for example, as funny as you should speak, I'm actually going on a 2-week Instagram detox. And I just got a notification that I'm 37% down on my screen time. Congratulations to me.
Wow.
And you know what it is? I just think that it's, I'm like, for me, I'm talking personally, like I'm bombarded by everybody's Instagram stories. Like I might do like maybe 5 stories a day and then I post on my grid once or twice. I don't want to be glued to my phone. And I, moving forward, I don't know when the social media's bubble is going to blow up. And I want to believe tomorrow if Instagram got canceled, I would still have a skill and a job. So I'm taking a two week break and I just really want to be mindful. Like, for example, I don't open every single influencer box anymore because I don't want to bore my people. So
you open them, you just might not put it on the.
I open them. I just might not put it.
Everybody's like, I'm not sending her anything anymore.
No, I just want to be more mindful. For example, like, I think my new strategy moving forward is I'm going to probably like have on Tuesdays, I'm going to do like save money, honey. And then on Thursdays, I'm going to talk about my like facials. It's like a lot because you, especially as editors, you know, we get thrown like treatments and facials like every single day. But I'm thinking for my audience, does it help that every single week I'm at a new facial? I need to be able to be mindful to be like, hey, melasma discoloration dumplings. These are the best facials.
Melasma dumplings.
Hey, aging, wrinkling dumplings. Like, this is the best. Like, I think that it's just been like overwhelming with content, product, services, influencer trips, like gifts. And I'm tremendously grateful for all of it. But I just don't feel like throwing it up on social media every day anymore. So moving forward, I just want to be more mindful about what I post. I mean, it should be natural, but I'm just like, there's just too much. Like, I took 2 weeks off and I'm like, oh, I should post this editorial and then this article and then this. And oh my God, I'm obsessed with this mask. And oh my God, this lipstick. Like,
you should definitely so much post about your fat mascara episode.
Yes, when I am.
If that's not on your Instagram, I'll kill you.
I'll be back Sunday the 20 something.
We want to be your dumpling.
Do you put your personal life on it or is it always like
beauty
focused?
No, because you want to know why. You guys have husbands, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got married.
So, like, isn't it heartbreaking? I hate when a breakup happens, the unfriending, the families, the this, the that. And the worst part is I hate deleting photos of us, especially cute photos of me.
I know.
Right? That's like the most.
I had a breakup and I went back through but I didn't want to erase it completely. I also think that's weird when people just like erase the existence of a person.
I think that's weird. I had this conversation with someone once. I think that's like disrespectful to the person and like the time.
No, I don't want to be reminded of.
Oh, this doesn't sound like it was so great.
Yeah, actually, it wasn't even that bad. I just don't want to be reminded. And God, he was sexy as hell. But
can we see a photo?
Yeah, later. I'll show you a photo. But
it's like she's on Raya and she's all these photos and it's like cropped really weird.
Right?
Because you looked good.
Yeah, so, but I just
don't want to have to do that.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, oftentimes too, maybe I'm wrong, but when I probably was in a relationship a couple of years ago and every day I was like, man crush Monday, my dream guy, I'm so lucky, lying with roses in bed that he gave me. And like, I just actually look back and if I'm really honest with myself, I was probably insecure about that relationship. That's why I had to throw it up on social media.
Mm-hmm.
But now I just, it's private.
Are you in a relationship now?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm in love
like
with Bradley Cooper.
Oh,
should we let him know?
Yeah, he's
available?
My neighbor.
Wait, Bradley Cooper's your neighbor?
Yeah, we live in the same street.
What's the deal now? Like, what's happening with him?
I don't know. Bradley, your agent, anybody?
I think you got to get in with his mom is kind of the thing with him, right?
Oh, he's like a mama's boy.
He brings her on like red. Come on, we know how to work.
He's like really into the Eagles too. So why don't you start wearing?
I'm from Philly. We can talk later. We got and you have to
just
speak French.
Jersey.
I think he speaks French too.
Yeah, I think he
does. Do you know French?
Je t'aime.
All right,
you love him.
You're in.
Baguette.
baguette.
There
you go. You're Bradley's new woman.
Yeah.
You heard married, actually.
No, he broke up with the Irina, whatever.
Because he saw Nam on looking all glowy on the sidewalk, and he was like, I want some of that dumpling.
Watch it.
Yeah, you totally have.
You know what? I'm allergic to alcohol. He doesn't drink. We both like to meditate, and we live on the same street.
I mean,
this seems like a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
He could be your man dumpling.
Nam, do you think I should be Nambo or Nambo Cooper?
I think Nambo.
Nambo Cooper sounds like a power tool.
Nambo Cooper. Don't hurt yourself with that Nambo Cooper.
I like it. It's cute.
I like it too. I support you in all things,
Thank
Bradley.
You so much. Nambo. That's
and
fine.
All things Dewey. I think we've like,
I think we're done.
I'm satisfied.
That was so fun.
Yeah, because we wanted to have fun with you. We're not gonna, like,
I like it.
Put you under the gun. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nam.
Thank you so much, guys.
Let us know what happens with Brad.
Okay, I will.
Bye.
Love you, Brad.
Okay, it's time to raise a wand. I am going to kick it off with a cream for my baby. Now, I have made every effort possible not to turn this into a mom pod. I really am very selective about when I talk about my child and when I talk about baby products, but this one is really good, okay?
Meanwhile, it became a cat podcast like 4 episodes ago.
Oh, just, I have another. I got a supplement to the cat brush.
No. You said it's about like stick to the.
Okay. All right. Listen, well, guys, stay tuned. Okay, fall 2020. Stay tuned for the most baller cat detangling
spray. Okay.
Okay. The people want to know. Okay, the people deserve to know. Okay, this is the Kiehl's Nurturing Baby Cream. For face and body. Did you hear that? Face and body. Mm-hmm. I love that because it's a one and done. I love that I can use it on Lake's face and her little tush and her little fingers and her little toes. Now, you touched her little foot the other day, and I couldn't help but notice that you were stunned by how soft it was. Now, that is her baby skin, but I can't help but wonder if it is twice daily applications of the Kiehl's baby cream. It's got shea butter. It's got apricot kernel oil. It's mild. It doesn't have an overpowering scent, and it absorbs beautifully into her skin, and she likes it.
Oh my God, and she has the softest skin. I have lots of friends with babies. I'm not kidding. She has the softest baby skin I've ever felt. I feel like there's a good reason because you're a beauty editor and like you're her mom and she's using the Kiehl's. Maybe that's the reason, but it's like truly remarkable.
I really like to like, it's more of like, it's like a bonding ritual too. I like that. It's not that she had like dry patchy skin. I just like to make her feel like cared for and give her a little massage. So it's, you know, it's all those things. It's really nice. And also if $20 is like, I'm not spending $20 on a cream for my baby. It's a really nice gift for somebody just to like show, you know, like a little something special for them. So, I don't know. I think it's great. So what you got?
That's a good one. Well, I've been trying lots of beauty products. You guys, I'm doing my job as the co-host of Fat Mascara. I have to tell you, like, I want to say like 2% of the products I try actually get a raise a wand because I don't want to tell you about a product that's just so-so. That defeats the whole purpose of raise a wand.
Yes.
So frankly, I do not have a beauty product this week. But what I do have for you is a recipe that I've made 52 times this summer. Maybe not 52. Here's the thing. You know I like to cook. In the winter and during pandemic times, like deep pandemic, I'm talking about March, April, May, I was really into cooking. But then it gets hot and like I'm not about to go make fresh, I'm not making stocks from scratch and all that. There is a tofu stir fry recipe from the New York Times. Martha Rose Schulman is the food person that wrote this. Spinach, tofu, and sesame stir fry. Let me tell you this. Time, 15 minutes. That's literally the time it takes to make this thing. And it tastes like you got it from your favorite, like, Pan-Asian restaurant. It is just delicious. And it has spinach and a lot of spinach. So you're being healthy. And, like, sesame and soy sauce and ginger and garlic. Nothing revolutionary. But I don't know why it tastes better than every tofu stir fry. You know how sometimes they're very spongy? Or, like, the texture of the tofu is, like, too wet. And then it loses its flavor.
But Jen, can I ask you a really important question? Because, and we could talk about this offline.
Do you need to drain the tofu?
How, yeah. we've only made tofu, let's be real. Jeff has only made tofu a couple of times. And it's like the texture. I like my tofu real firm, like almost like a like
here's
a,
the trick. I've learned this. And she doesn't say to do this, but I do this for every tofu recipe. You take it out of the thing, you wrap it in a paper towel, put it on a plate, and then I put a cast iron skillet on top. And as long as I can wait, I let the water drain out at least 10 minutes. And you'll get a good cup of water out of that, and it'll squish down in size. Mm-hmm. And then whenever you fry it up or whatever you do next, bake it, whatever, it'll be a million times better because it doesn't all have all that water content in
there. Is there a brand of tofu that you like or like a description?
There are two, but it has to be extra firm. Whatever brand you get the most extra firm one there is and drain it. And you'll be golden, I promise.
Okay, I might
Nasoya is the brand that I usually get. Nasoya, I believe.
Okay, this really clears up a lot for me.
The draining is the key. I only learned that very recently. You could put other things on top, whatever you can to like weight it down so it squeezes out some water, you know?
Okay.
Anyway, so this recipe is like so quick and so yummy.
Wait, but Jen, where's the water? Like, you put it just on a plate and then
I put it on a plate and then, like, dump off the water. But if you want to be really good about it, you could stick it in a colander and then put, like, a can of soup on it or something so the water drains out.
Okay, that's interesting.
Before you make it. So that's my tip. It's not a beauty tip, but, like, people, drain your tofu before you cook.
Thank you.
And this is a yummy recipe and so quick, which who doesn't want to stir fry when it's hot out and you just don't feel like cooking, you know?
I love it. Post so
you
can,
you turned it into a cat / mama baby podcast, and I'll turn it into a food podcast, but always, always for you guys, we bring the beauty. Am I right?
I love it. No, I'm into it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm so hungry right now.
We'll see you next week for all new fall season content.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.